First London, first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the 24th of November, Rav Elio Heishlita, How Early Can I Daven? This week's Torahway has been sponsored anonymously in honor of an upcoming Simcha.
Chodesh, good morning. Now we're coming into the winter months in England. Often we're posed with a shaila, from when can I begin davening shachris? How early can I daven shachris? So the Mishnah in Perek Tfilas HaShacha begins by saying, Perek Revi of Brochus, Tfilas HaShacha ad Chatzois, Revi Yudhoim ad Abba Shois. Tfilas HaShachris until Chatzois, according to the Chachomim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only until 4 hours into the day. You'll notice that the Mishnah completely omits the idea from when I can start Shachris. He only discusses until when. Says the Rosh, Rabbeinu Oshay, says, well, let's think about it. What does the Soif Zman Shachris that the Mishnah does discuss, what does that depend on? The Gemara is very clear. It depends on the Soif Zman Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. According to the Chachomim, Tomid Shel Shachar was brought until Chatzois. So they hold Tfilas Shachris until Chatzois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was brought until Arba Shois. So he holds that Shachris is only until Arba Shois. We see, but from when? We see that the Zman of Shachris is tolui on the Zman of Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. That's what the Rosh deduces from this Gemara. And he says, therefore, I have an answer to my question, from when? From when the Tomid Shel Shachar was brought. When was the Tomid Shel Shachar brought? You look in Yuma, the Mishnah is Mefurish there, that from Mishaola Amud HaShachar Veheir Penei HaMizrach, they could bring the Tomid Shel Shachar. So, let's call that Zman Alois HaShachar. So from dawn, Alois HaShachar, which the Rosh explains means as a column or a pillar of light that comes about 72 minutes prior to sunrise, the eastern horizon is lit. From then, Alois HaShachar, you can daven Shachris. Why? Because from then, they brought the Tomid Shel Shachar, and I know that the Zman of Shachris is tolui on the Tomid Shel Shachar. Okay, the Rosh says, why doesn't the Mishnah say it at the end of the day? It says, because it's obvious. Once it's clear in the Mishnah that the Soif Zman depends on Tomid Shel Shachar, so too you'll know, Memeila, that the Tchilas Zman begins with Tomid Shel Shachar. Okay, Ad Kan Divrei Rosh.
So we can bring the afternoon Tomid?
The afternoon Tomid you can bring from half an hour after Chatzos. That's a very good question. Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, in Perek Revi of Brochus, and the Gro goes with this, he says, there's a Gemara that says, Dam Nifsa B'Shkiyas Acham. That means the dam of the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim, which is the main part of the korban. The main part of the korban is the matan dam on the mizbeach. Is nifsal. The dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. So he says, therefore, mincha is only until shkiyas hachama. Not to be confused. It's not because Bein Hashmoshes is a sofik. Most poskim can say the fact that Bein Hashmoshes is a sofik the rabbanu lekula. You should be able to daven mincha even in Bein Hashmoshes. His time is not mikoyach the sofik of Bein Hashmoshes. His time is mikoyach dam nifsal b'shkiyas hachama. How we answer this question is a different shi on that. But Al Koponim, the Rosh says that from Alois HaShocha you can say Shachris because you can daven Shachris because you can bring the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Says the Rosh, however, there's another pasuk Yira'ucha in Shomesh and Te'ilim v'lifnei Yoreach Doyin, which means that we should be makabel Yerushalayim in Tefillah in Shomesh with the sun. Therefore, says the Rosh, you shouldn't be davening before the sun is around. So even though the Tomid they brought before Netzacham, they brought before the sun was here, they brought it from before sunrise, they didn't wait till Netzacham, and Zman Shachris is totally on the Tomid, it doesn't matter. There's another aspect of Tefillah, not only B'mokum Korban, Yira'ucha to be Mekabel Yiras Hashem through Tefillah should be Im Shomesh, with the sun. And therefore, says the Rosh, L'chatchila, you should not daven before Net Hacham. And that's Bemis what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Peites. That if somebody davened before Net Hacham, they're Yoitza. Mashma, but the Evet. Mashma, you shouldn't lechatchila do that. There's another Maila, not to be confused, there's another Maila called Tfilas Vasikin, which includes davening Shmein Esra Mamish with Net Hacham, according to some Poiskin. That literally means once the ball of the sun is coming up. So you begin Shmein Esra within that 2 minutes. It's an average of about 2 minutes. From the beginning of the sun rising above the horizon to the end of the sun rising above the horizon, average of 2 minutes. So within those 2 minutes, you begin Shachris. That's a special mile of Tfilas Vasikin. That's the pinnacle, that's the epitome of Im Shomish. Ba'avada, if I do it after Netz, I'm still called Yira'ucha Im Shomish. Whereas if I do it before Netz, I haven't got Im Shomish. So that's a bit the Eved according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh. Okay, so there's a very interesting question. A very interesting question. It's a big machlokes apayskim, and I think it might be relevant sometimes to us throughout this winter. What happens if one day I've got a choice? Either I'm going to daven b'yichidus after Netz, with Netz. Let's say after Netz, a few minutes after Netz. Or b'tzibur before Netz. Those are the two options I have. I don't have an option of going, for whatever reason, work doesn't allow me. I don't have an option of going to a minyan after Netz. So that's the question that I'm faced with. It's either one or the other. Yochid after Netz or tzibur before Netz. That's a big machlek hasapayiskim. So let's work it out. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch told us, as we just said, before Netz is b'di'evet. There is a case within which it's l'chatchila. When is it l'chatchila to daven before Netz? When you're shasat chak. Someone is traveling and he's got no other choice. Someone is working and he doesn't want to lose his job, etc. Shasat chak. Someone who's in a shasat chak, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's a general rule that most poskim hold of. Shasat chak, k'di'avad domi. We look at shasat chak like a b'di'evet. If I would have davened, even b'mezid, without shas adchak, before Netz, I'm yoytza. So when I'm in a shas adchak, even a chetchil I can do that. Shas adchak has normally got a halacha of b'di'evet. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If someone's going traveling and he doesn't have a choice, he can daven even before Netz. On the other hand, here, this person, if he davens before Netz, he's got a minion. But if he davens after Netz, maybe he's not a Shas Adchak. Who says he's a Shas Adchak? What's it? He's not a Shas Adchak. He's very happy to daven b'yichidus after it. His question is, what's better? What's odif? Is it better to daven b'yichidus after it? I'm not davening in his man. That's a b'di'evid type of time. It's a b'di'evidic as man. Or is it better to daven b'tzibu? Fine, that's a shayda. The mice, as I mentioned, is machlek is a poiskim. And the most famous poiskim that I've seen who says that you should daven b'yichidus after Netz is Rabbi Ovadia Yosef in Yabi Yavimah, which is a very big chiddush. He says, halacha lemaisa, you should daven after Netz rather than daven b'tzibur before Netz. Now I want to discuss why we could think through this very differently and come to a conclusion not like him. Okay, so there's a very, very clear time in the deity, and let me know what you think. Now the Oru Tzion says, Rabbi Tzion HaMashon, he says, I don't understand. If somebody is allowed to daven before Netz because he's in a Shas Adchak. What's a Shas Adchak? He needs to travel. So shouldn't the fact that I want to daven b'tzibur, and Chazal are very pro davening b'tzibur, right? Yishtadl Odom, a person should walk up to a mil la'achoyrov, let's say a mil, 18-minute walk, a person should do that distance of a mil, a person should, even if it's walking, it means walking 18 minutes to get a minyan and back, right? A person should do that. So tefillah b'tzibur, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not moyis b'tfilos and shel rabim, the Gemara says. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't just reject and refuse a tefillah b'tzibur. So why shouldn't this person be considered the Shas Adchak? My Shas Adchak isn't that I want to go and travel to this in this country. My Shas Adchak is I want to daven b'tzibur. Doesn't that justify me davening before Honeit Sachamo? That's a very, very stark time in the deity, right? There's a similar case by Mincha Mariv, which I think is another raya. Mincha Mariv, we know that there's a machloikus Rabbi Yehuda l'chachomim till when you can daven mincha. According to the chachomim, you can daven mincha ad alayla. We mentioned before, it's a machloikus wa ad alayla. Min shkia or tzeisa kechovim, fine. Tfilas ha mincha ado erev. That's what the chachomim hold. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can only do mincha until plaga mincha. What's a machloikus toleon? Until when you can do tomach rabbein arbaim, fine. Everybody agrees that the moment mincha ends, Mariv begins. Why? Because what's Mariv Keneged? Mariv is Keneged, the Eivorim Updorim of all the Korbanos. Now that was done throughout the day. You could do the Eivorim Updorim of all the Korbanos throughout the day and the night. The only reason I can't daven Mariv at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is because it's Zman of Mincha. But the moment Zman Mincha finishes, then the main it's Zman Mariv that everybody agrees to. We just got a Machlekes until when Mincha is Nimshach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha is Nimshach until Plaga Mincha. So immediately after that, I can daven Mariv according to the Chachomim. It's until Lailo. Immediately after that, I can daven Mariv. So very famous. What happens if I'm toifus the kula of both of them. I'm going to daven mincha after plaga mincha. What's the Gemara passing? The Gemara says, the Ovad Kamar, Ovad, or the Ovad Kamar Ovad. You do like Chachomim, you're fine. You do like Rabbi Yehuda, you're fine. The Gemara is not machriya between them. The Achro is, you can choose the Ovad Kamar Ovad, or the Ovad Kamar Ovad. Okay, so I'm going to do mincha like the Chachomim. It's easier. I can do it even after plaga mincha. I can't do it after plaga mincha. Adalailo, Atshkia, whatever it is. And then Mariv, I'm going to do like Rabbi Yehuda. Immediately after my mincha, which is 45 minutes after plaga mincha, straight after mincha, I want to daven Mariv. Can I do that or not? There's a big mavucha between the poskim. Some say if it's on different days you can. Some say. But everybody agrees, b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to. B'shas hadchak, when I'm in a time of need, I'm in an emergency, I'm allowed to daven mincha like the Chachomim and Mariv like Rabbi Yehuda. I can say, legabe mincha, I'm paskening like him, and legabe Mariv, I'm paskening like him. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, and that's what all the Rishonim say, that b'shas hadchak, a person is allowed to do what we call tata desasri, two kudas, which are soisa each other.
Takas, you don't break the minyan if you go away after mincha and there's no minyan left for Mariv.
Absolutely, you shouldn't break a minyan, and the shayla is if you can be mitztaruf, or it's a machlekes, a poskim, it's a bit of a tangent, but it's an interesting machlekes. If we have 8 people davening and 2 people being mitzdarf. So I definitely get a kaddish and kaddush, chazar, sashat, everything. Have I got the mail of tefillas? Tefillas ha-tzibu. Tefillah b'tzibu. Many poskim, including the Moshe Feinstein, are noted to say you don't have the mail of tefillah b'tzibu. Kaddish, kaddush, baruch you have. Chazar, sashat, you have. But tefillah b'tzibu, the mail of davening with a minion, that you don't have. It's a machlekes.
Because you've only got 8 people davening?
Because you've got 8 people davening. The other 2 people are being mitzdarif. They're in the room. They're there to partake. But that part, that only helps with regards to Kaddish, Kaddush, and Baruch Hu. Tefillah b'tzibur, you need an actual 10 men davening.
Davening.
For that minor. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein, Be'ikah, holds. He agrees that the Rambam doesn't sound like that. Still, he's worthy to be madchik the Rambam. Again, it's a machlekes ha-poiskim. I can't say there aren't poiskim who say otherwise. Many poiskim do. It's a big machlekes ha-poiskim. Yeah? So that's a good shaila. If you are being mitzdaruf and you don't want to do tati disasri, you want to daven mariv after nacht, you want to do krishma doiraisa bebircha yiseho, but you're happy to help a minion, so I'll stand there, I'll wait here. Is that a reason enough? Is that reason enough for you to daven with them in order for them to do tefillah b'tzibur according to Reb Moshe Feinstein and the other poiskim who hold like him? Okay, shaila.
We're talking where they haven't got 6.
They've got 8 people daven. They've got 9 people daven.
If they've got 6, I could just wait and not daven.
But that's what I'm asking, because you haven't got to fill a bit of according to Rav Moshe Feinstein.
You say if I won't daven later?
No, you will daven later. They don't have to fill a bit of according to Rav Moshe Feinstein.
They've got 6 plus me 4.
They have Kaddish, Baruch Hu, let's say it's Mariv, so they've got Kaddish and Baruch Hu, no problem. But according to Rav Moshe, they haven't got the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's a machlekes.
Even
Shishu Mispalim, according to Rav Moshe, only helps the Kaddish Kedusha Chazor Sashat, and Kol Dovah Shebekedusha, that's Nemar Basorah. But Legabe the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur, that you need 10 people.
Rav Moshe means that you can manage with 6 for Chazor Sashat.
No, 6 Mispalim, with 4 Mitztaref.
Ah.
Yeah, you need to show. Well, Avada, you need 10. Yeah, Avada, you need 10. You need to show anybody, then it's done. That's how I'm doing. I've got. Yeah, clear? Okay, bit of a tangent, but it's an interesting shayla. Interesting shayla. Okay, halacha l'maisa, everybody agrees. Bershas hadchak, you're allowed to do tata desasri. Right? Now, the shayla is, there was a very interesting. If anyone looks at the old minhagim in Europe, it's very clear that almost all Batei Knesios used to daven Tata Desasri Mincha Mariv one after the other, maybe have a few minute break, huh?
So call it to go home.
Right, very good. Why did they do this? By the way, this is Niftach with the Rishonim 800, 900 years ago, everyone's already discussing this. Why are the Kehillahs that we live in, that's what they say, the Gaon and Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Rishonim's times, why are we doing Tata Desasri? We daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha Mariv before Nacht. What's going on? On a regular night, not talking about Dafke Del Shabbos. Lel Shabbos is a reason to be mekel. The hoist of mechayil al hakodesh. Say the Rishonim, Baroshom the Rosh and the Tur. It's a tircha. What are you going to tell people to do? Daven mincha. They finish work. They daven mincha. Go home. Go home for 45 minutes, and then come back and daven mariv. By the way, the shuls in those times were generally out of town. They're generally just out of the town. I don't know about in the Rishonim times, in the Gemara's times, but certainly late.
You have to come back half past 10 at night.
In the summer, you're going to have to come back very late. Correct. So what say the Rishonim? That's a tircha. It's a tircha. It's a shas at chak. It's difficult for them.
That's a walk.
Right, that's a walk. So say the Rishonim, shas at chak. The tibble's not going to come back to daven be tibble. That's the Roshan of the Rosh and the Tor. Other Rishayim say the Tzibah won't daven at all. You say, after Mincha, you send them home, they're not going to come back and they're not going to daven at home. Some Rishayim say that. But the Rosh doesn't say that. It doesn't go as far as that. People will daven, but they won't daven b'minyan. And remember, also, they didn't have clocks. I don't know. I tell you, wait till everyone comes. Bekitza says the Rosh, that's why we're makel to do Tata the Sasser. I don't understand. If the Rosh believes that everyone can daven at home, Bichidus. Novos, it's not tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore that justifies us to do Tarta de Sasri. Shouldn't the Rosh say the same thing with regards to Shachris? I agree it's not exactly the same halacha. Davening before Netz is not the same as Tarta de Sasri, but it's probably better to daven before Netz than Tarta de Sasri. If you ask me, someone would ask you, what's worse, to do Tarta de Sasri between Mincha Mariv or to daven before Netz? Tarta de Sasri when you haven't got any excuse. You haven't got any shas at the chak.
Why
is it tarted sasri in the morning? It's not tarted sasri. There's two chesroinus. There's one chesroin called tarted sasri min chamarev, one chesroin called davening before net. I know one thing that the Rosh says that for tarted sasri of min chamarev, minyan is better than that. How do I know the Rosh says that? Because the Rosh says if I would make everyone go home, they're not going to come back to daven mitzibul. It sounds like they will daven at home. People will daven marev at home. I trust people that they'll daven marev at home. But to come back to daven b'tzibur, doshenisht. They're not going to do tefillah b'tzibur. So that means the Rosh holds tefillah b'tzibur is better than
davening at home at the right time.
That's right. Then even though you're going to, even at the sacrifice, even at the expense of tarat d'sasri. Yeah? It's very likely, I can't say it's muchrach, that the Rosh would say the same thing with regard to davening before net. Shachris. Right? Before net. Is not the best time to daven. But tefillah b'tzibur is daicha that. Like the Rosh considers you a shas hadchak for tarta desasri, to allow tarta desasri, you're a shas hadchak if you're trying to get tefillah b'tzibur, so too. The Rosh will tell me, I'm a shas hadchak before netzach amo in order to daven b'minyan. Tefillah b'tzibur makes me a shas hadchak. That's a decent raya, but I'm going to make that raya even stronger. The Mogen Avraham asks, the Mogen Avraham asks Akasha, Bimei Hasrichas, he brings from the Marshal says that Bimei Hasrichas, it's very difficult to daven after Netz. Why? I assume it's very hard to judge exactly when an hour and a half before Netz is, or an hour, I don't know how long they took in Slichas. So what would happen? You probably had the Shamash walking around town and waking people up, and people would come to Slichas. You end up davening Slichas very early sometimes. Are you going to wait for half an hour until you start Karbonas and Shachris there? So they used to daven. They used to carry straight out to Sichas, they would daven. And often, it would end up being, before Netzach Amo says the Mashal, this is a bad minag. It's a bad minag, we should change this minag. We should make sure that people start Shachris and an oif on that, they're going to be doing Shemen Esra with Netz or after Netz. Says Mogen Avraham, I'm going to be miyash with the minag. I think the minag is, it's a tircha, you're going to make people go home and then come back. Someone asked, why didn't he tell them to stay in shul? He says, it'll be sicha b'teila, people start schmoozing in shul, it won't be good. But I suppose they didn't know how to judge the time. It's very hard to tell when I'm exactly an hour and 20 minutes before Netz. To say when I'm half an hour before Netz is a lot easier.
So didn't they say there's an Eis Rotzer for Slichas just before Amud HaShachar, I think?
There is an Eis Rotzer just before Amud HaShachar. In general, to daven, the poskim say that there's manim mesugolim to daven. Shulchan Aruch says one of these three times during the night that it's mesugol to daven. It's an eis rotzen at the end of the first third of the night, the end of the second third, and the end of the night, which pashtus means just before
alois hashachas will be daven.
Maybe they dafke did it.
Therefore, they couldn't wait till
for that maila. I'm surprised to say that they would sacrifice Ness. But okay, actually, you're very interesting.
Can you theoretically daven Maariv until Ness?
That is a very good question. Most poskim say you can't daven Maariv till Netz. Maariv, according to some, should be done before Chatzos. Krishma certainly should be done before Chatzos.
But whatever time you work out, midnight,
halachic midnight is exactly the point between Netz and Shkia, between sunrise and sunset, in the day and the night. It's always going to be the same Chatzos. Many say that no, Krishma has to be done before Chatzos. But Shmoneh Esra doesn't need to be done before Chatzos. So if you've done Krishma just before Chatzais and Yishmael Esther is a bit after Chatzais, no problem until Alois HaShachar. Yeah? That's Kimat the day of all the poskim. Yeah? So you have until Alois HaShachar to Daven Shmuel Esther. Okay, says Morgan Avrom, you know why these Eden do Slichas early and they're not Makbid when they end up doing Shacharis to do it after that? It's very simple. They're going to go home. You're going to tell them to come back. That's a tirch, that's very difficult. And I've seen someone who says, you can't tell them to stay in shul because they're going to end up schmoozing and I don't know what eating. That's not good, not a good idea. So we tell them, Daven, like the Tur and the Rosh say, you can do Tata de Sasri between Mincha Mariv. What do they say there? Why am I allowed to do Tata de Sasri with Mincha Mariv? For Tefillah? Betzibu. That means the Morgan Avraham is telling me, I've got two options. Either I can tell everyone to go home, you know what's going to happen? They might not come back. And therefore, they might not daven betzibur. Right? Am I not right? He doesn't say those words, but he compares it to what the Tur writes, legabe tata de sasri. What does the Tur write, legabe tata de sasri? Why am I allowing you to do tata de sasri for tefillah betzibur? So the Morgan Avraham is saying the same thing here. That means the Morgan Avraham is machshiv, tefillah betzibur, more than he's machshiv, the idea of davening after net. Isn't that raya mchrachas?
The Torah also says that they
may not
daven
betzibur, or that they may not daven betzibur. I definitely checked. The Arishonim, as I said, Arishonim
the
say
they won't daven. The Torah also says that.
I'm sorry, both say the Torah and the Rosh. Yeah, you're right. Very important because the Morgan Avraham doesn't quote the Rosh; he quotes the Torah. Yeah, so the Torah and the Rosh both say that you wouldn't. So it's clear from the Morgan Avraham lechayra that it's better to daven betzibur before net than to daven Bi'echidus after net. Yeah. Okay. So that's l'chayra one a big raya from the Mogen Avraham to the shitta of Rabbi Tzion Abashol, and it's I think this is the more prevalent shitta. It's not like Rav Avadia, but I think it's very clear that's the ikka shitta between the poskim. There's another tziruf, not a raya, to suggest also that it's better to daven before net betzibur rather than after net beyachid. There's a very interesting pre-chodosh. The pre-chodosh is makrish. He denies the entire sugya of most of the poskim, and he says everyone got it wrong. He says there are three zmanim. There's something called alois hashachar. I told you about that before. Alois hashachar is literally means, or amud hashachar, when the pillar of light from the sun before sunrise starts ascending. Alois hashachar, mishayale amud hashachar. There's another zman, according to the Prichodosh, called Misheheir Penei HaMizrach. What does Heir Penei HaMizrach mean? From when the eastern horizon has become light. How did it become light? From the Amud HaShachar, right? The Amud HaShachar is so strong that the eastern horizon has become light. And then there's a third zman called Netzachamu. Says the Prichodosh, zman number one, Alois HaShachar, which is shortly followed by Misheheir Penei HaMizrach. That's Bidi Eved. If you daven after Alois HaShachar before Heir Penei HaMizrach, Yotze Bidi Eved. Not a Chatchila. From Yisheheir Penei HaMizrach, which is still a long time before net, you're Yotze even a Chatchila. You can daven then. Once the eastern horizon is lit, no problem. Net, that's Mitzvah Min HaMufcha. You want to daven after net? Tzadik. And there's even a greater amount of mamash with the net. But that's Mitzvah Min HaMufcha. It's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, you can daven even before net. That's a day of the pre-chodosh. And there's another similar day of Rabbeinu Yerucham, who is a Talmud of the Rosh, who says, lechatchila, you can daven from Mishayakir ben Techeles Lelov. Mishayakir, which is a bit later than the pre-chodosh. Pre-chodosh is mamash, Mishayakir ben Techeles is a few minutes after Alois. Yeah? The Rabbeinu Yerucham says a bit later, Mishayakir ben Techeles Lelov. But he also says the same idea, the same principle. Before net can be even lechatchila. Mishayakir ben Techeles Lelov is the time that you can. It's light enough to discern between techeles on your tzitzis and the white on your tzitzis.
Are you talking about
Shmoneh Esrei? I'm talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Sorry. To contextualize everything I've discussed in Shmoneh Esrei. Right?
Does that mean you can start other davening before we analyze now?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but it means that I assume the pre-chodosh will tell you that it's very likely the pre-chodosh will tell you that Be'ichas Krishma, you can start from Alois even Chatchila.
From Alois?
Very possible, yeah. Again, net zachamo. And when I'm telling you it's a Chatchila time, that you should, it's only b'di'evet to daven before net, according to most poskim and the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's not Psukei Dezimra, that's not Birchas Krishma. On the contrary, anyone who's davening Vesikin, which is the best time to daven, when are they doing the Psukei Dezimra and Birchas Krishma? Before, yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying is, everything I'm discussing is Shmoneh Esrei.
You were just saying you can say Shmoneh Esrei already, just hey, I'm Mizrach, but that doesn't matter because you can't start the rest. I mean, you've got to take 28 hours.
You're right. To start immediately after Mishaher Pnei HaMizrach will not be relevant unless you're skipping out most of it when you're Shas Adchak. But yeah, no problem. The Ikar's man, according to the Prichotish, is from Mishaher Pnei HaMizrach. You have other things that we need to sort out, Psukah de Zimra, etc. Yes.
Is filling time also different to davening as well?
That's a very good point. According to the Prichotish, everybody agrees that filling you can only make a brocha on from Mishayakim, right? So Prichodosh's Mishahir is only relevant in very emergent situations or on Shabbos, etc., right? But the point is...
This time of the year too.
No, but you can't do from Mishahir without tefillin anyway. Yeah? That's the point you're making. Mishahir Pnei HaMizrach, I agree. But at the end of the day, when I'm half an hour before Netz, I'm starting my Shemoneh Esrei, according to the Prichodosh, I'm fine because I'm after Mishahir Pnei HaMizrach, right? And according to Rabbein Yerucham, I'm fine because I'm after Mishayakim and Techeles and Lavan. So I've got two poiskim who are telling me that even Nechatchil I can daven before Net. We don't go with those poiskim. But you'll find a lot in Piskei Halacha and Shuvos on the Achronim, they're very often a mitzaruf, shittus, even that we don't paskin, like, to tilt the scale. When we've got a shayla, what's better? After Net, Beyochit, or before Net, Betzibur, I'm certainly going to take Rabbein Yerucham and the Prichodosh into account and say that should, even if I'm a Supuk, I'm going to tilt the scale that way because of their shitta, and therefore I think it's very clear that Halacha Lemaisa, somebody is faced with this shayla, should I daven b'tzibul before Netz or b'yochid after Netz, should certainly do before Netz b'tzibul as long as it's after Mishayakir, and it would obviously automatically be after Mishayir Pnei HaMizrach, and that's Halacha Lemaisa. However, l'chatchila, of course, Netzach Hamo, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is the beginning time for Shmoneh Esrei, and only b'di'eved, if someone already did daven, or b'shas adchak, a person has a right, even l'chatchila, to daven in an oifen that the Shmoneh Esrei is before Netz.